Have you ever thought that there are just some ideas that don't fit in church? Hello, my name is Stephen Jackson, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Skaneateles, and today's Mars Hill pastor for the day. When we think about Valentine's Day, for what it has come to be in our modern culture, it probably doesn't stand out as one of the more Christ-centered celebrations throughout the year. Romance is the theme and thrill of the day. Giddy school children waiting to see the reaction on their sweetheart's face when they see the one special card reserved just for them. Young people anxious to seize the occasion as the convenient excuse to be ever so much more candid about their feelings than perhaps on other days. Newlyweds excited to replay the novelties of romance as they settle into life together. Parents reclaiming the reality of a unique bond which transcends the joys and commotion of children. And our beloved elders, who so effortlessly, it seems, inspire us to realize that it's not the day, it's cards or gifts, dinners or dancing that add any real value to their love story, but all the days between, which endow these romantic pauses with such rich splendor. Now, while the spectrum of romance is wide and varied, there is one characteristic that is common to all: intimacy. Consider again the one special Valentine's Day card, the private confession of young hearts, the all-too-rare alone moments in a busy house, the sacred pause to celebrate an ongoing romance. Each moment so distinctly different from the other, are each so profoundly intimate, shared only by the hearts intertwined in that moment. Now, I'll hazard that it's not often that we readily attribute intimacy to our God. Nevertheless, He is as much the author and finisher of intimacy as our very faith. In the beginning, it was God that ordained that a husband and wife be not ashamed in each other's presence, and that the marital relationship be singularly exclusive, demanding that even familial bonds be withdrawn in honor of this supreme union. But not only between man and woman is intimacy echoed in Scripture, but in the very revelation of God Himself toward us. Truly, there are endless examples, but let us consider some of Christ's own words today. When presented with the unadulterated hope and affection of the little child, our Lord said, "Let the little children come unto me." With the invincible passion of a hopeful heart, God promises, "Pursue my love, first and true, and it will be my pleasure to provide for you." Before the solemn assembly, Christ, without hesitation, declares to the one searching his eyes for hope and comfort, "Today you will be with me in paradise." With the urgent plea of one desiring to escape the incessant noise of the world, God urges, "Enter into your closed space. And when you have shut the door, converse with me in secret, and I, who know you secretly, will bless you openly." And on the far side of years of labor and love, our Lord sweetly reminisces, "I have called you friend, for all the things I have received from my Father I have disclosed unto you. I have chosen you." This Valentine's Day, for just a moment, remember this great love story your Savior has with you. Marvel again at the Bible, the greatest love letter ever written. Recall your awkward, youthful confession of love for Him when you first accepted His gift of salvation. Relive the spark of passion which fuels our unashamed eagerness to explore the plain riches of our relationship with Him. Enjoy the reward of laying aside the hustle and bustle for the peaceful joy of a quiet moment alone with the Lord. Revel in the lifelong richness of the Lord's unwavering fidelity toward you, through the good and the bad, through the thick and the thin, when we were easy to love, and greater still, when we didn't deserve His love at all. Happy Valentine's Day, first to my wife, and to all of you, from Pastor Stephen Jackson of the First Baptist Church of Skaneateles, today's Mars Hill pastor for the day.